music of recent centuries. I hope everyone's having a great day. Today we're going to be focusing on some music of Béla Bartók, which I think will be pretty exciting. And I'm going to let a little bit play and then tell you a little bit about it. So I hope you enjoy.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hello and welcome back. I hope you all enjoyed that bar talk music. It's slightly different than what we usually play, but I find it very interesting for a few reasons. One is bar talk is well renowned as an ethnomusicologist, and so one thing that makes his music so interesting is that he collected throughout his life, he collected and studied Hungarian folk music, and so that very strongly influenced the pieces that he wrote, such as this string quartet. So it sort of combines two of my interests, which are folk music and classical music, and so that's why I enjoy it so much, and I hope you did too. So that was one of the string quartets, string quartet number 3, and now we're going to turn to the next one, string quartet number 4, which is, I'll let you hear, and then I'll talk a little bit about both of them, and specifically this next one, which I hope you enjoy.
Thank you.
everyone. Welcome back. I hope you enjoyed that string quartet by Bartok. So a little bit about it. It's Bartok and both the third string quartet and the fourth, which were written about a year apart. They're sort of considered to be some of Bartok's greatest masterpieces, and combine musical styles from, you know, Hungary, Romania, and Bulgaria, as Bartok collected and studied folk music from these places. And so it combines elements of these different styles of music that he found there. And it could also be described as one of his more abstract pieces, as you can hear, and demands extreme prowess from the players and technical ability, as it's quite difficult. So that's a little bit about these pieces. Now we're going to turn to some of Bartok's Hungarian sketches, which I'll play and then talk a little bit about, but I think they're very interesting, and I hope everybody enjoys them. So here is some more Bartok.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hello and welcome back. As time just flies by, I wanted to just take a second and talk a little bit about these pieces and thank everybody for listening. But first, these Hungarian sketches are sort of originally written for piano and then transitioned into being orchestral pieces and are some of Bartók's most famous. And they each sort of embody a little bit of a flavor of some sort of folk music that Bartók encountered through his life. And that's sort of why they become so popular and are some of his most famous works. And there's something I really enjoyed there, too, that the way that it combines both folk music and classical music, orchestral music, into one. And before we return to the music, I just want to thank everybody for listening, and I hope you'll tune in again next time on the third Sunday of the month at 7 p.m.
Hi, everybody. My name is Daniel Thomas Wachowski. Tune in to the local news for better weather, interviews with your friends and neighbors, and more on WGXC from 7 to 10.